This is CliffCentral.com.
And it's the 9th of January 2018. We're chilling in studio. It's a good time. First day back in work, and we have pretty much every studio producer looking at me, guessing, oh, when is Lissa going to mess up with these levels? When is Lissa going to mess up with all the backtracks? When is Lissa going to mess up with nya, 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 nya? Ha! Ha! 2018, we don't mess up. 1 point with everything. And speaking of on point, I'm chilling. I don't know who to start with. Let's see. Oh, who could beat me up? Okay, let's start with Craig. Craig, what's happening? How's it 2018?
2018 has been an interesting short year so far. I mean, it's only been like 8 days. And what I'm actually feeling a lot like right now is that I actually need a blesser. You know, anybody who's like... a young 75-year-old, you know, bedridden, you know, somebody who's got like a lot of property investments, you know, I feel the January vibe coming in, you know. I mean, I'm rich, but not that rich, guys.
But I mean, Craig, I don't know if you need 75 plus. I mean, myself and Candace were driving to studio today and we saw a black guy pretty young in a Ferrari. So, hey, listen. Hey,
no, no, no. Man. I want them to die so I can inherit.
Hey, there's,
do you understand
levels? There's strategy to everything. Okay. Speaking of blessings, Candace.
Yeah, I've got a couple. We're like 9 days into 2018, and I can tell you I've probably like settled with like four. We've got a Minister of Finance, Minister of Education, Minister of Transport, and Minister of Communications. So everyone knows their place. I'm super excited. But to be honest, guys, 9 days into 2018, and I must tell you I'm feeling the pressure. I am feeling the pressure to be better, to be greater, to do the most. How about you, Liz? What's good?
I'm okay. You know, I don't know. I'm always feeling a lot of feelings, but it's not about me. It's about the listeners. So if you want to tweet us and you want us to let us know, it's been only 9 days into 2018 and you want to let us know how you're feeling. Are you stressed like Candace is? Or are you on top of everything? Do you have more blessings than Candace does? Just hit us up, on Twitter or Facebook at cliffcentral.com. And always use the hashtag Urban Culture Drive. And then we'll pretty much just see what you guys are saying. And you guys can interact with us that way. There's no other way to communicate because, I mean, it's the time on social media. Where you been, fam? So, Candace, me. I don't know. I've been good.
Well, I will say you called me like 2 days ago and you were like, Candace, I have a whole lot of money that I haven't spent yet. So... I'm thinking your 2018 is lit. You tell me, Liz.
But there's levels to this thing, though. Craig?
But that's because, you know, Ed, like, I just turned 30 now. And I know that if you are broke and you're an adult, you know, in January, it's just unacceptable anymore. We've been doing December. You cannot still be getting excited and spending all your January money. Like, it's just not acceptable anymore.
But what if you don't even make that much?
Then stop, don't study a BA.
What if you like me with a level one salary? It finishes in 2 days, guys. Rains.
Get a blesser. I've been
telling you, I've locked them down for 2018, so I'm thinking I'm going to get that Jeep, Craig. By June, babes.
Liz.
A white one.
Liz, I'm leaving this one to you.
Listen, each to their own. But anyway, you know, this is a pretty special year for us. I think we've been on, air for how long now, guys? Two months? No.
6 weeks, guys. 6 weeks.
One month, actually. Yeah. It feels, I'm not going to lie.
It feels like forever.
It feels like forever.
There's too much work that we're doing. Liz, you're a slave driver, but we love it.
No, I mean, it's got to happen, guys. It's 2018. I keep seeing on these social media streets. Like, there's no time, like, to chill back. And I mean, speaking of new things and just switching things up just a little bit, we decided, you know, just to invite the guy that makes the things for the pots to happen in the background. And I'm chilling with the guy with the best voice in the world, aka leave your 9 to 5 and get a job. Job, what's going on?
I'm good in you, Les.
Oh, you're right. Come closer to the mic.
Yeah. Is that good?
That's 100%. So listen, it's been 9 days into 2018. How you feeling? What's the vibe? What's the vibe, bro?
It's been a rough 9 days, yeah. But a chill 9 days. So I'm not complaining. 9 to 5 is gone.
Yes.
Niggas are waking up going to work.
Yes.
I'm waking up and flexing.
Hey, look at you.
That's what's up. Hello.
You know what's one of the things that I haven't done in quite a while, right? And we're trying to see if I can get this right.
Blow horns.
I swear that's his favorite accessory on the show.
Here it is.
need to take that thing away.
I think so.
That thing needs to go.
And you're always so delayed with that, Liz.
I know. I just, guys,
it
like.
It takes away from the novelty of it all.
It does. I think everything's a little too far away from me, but I think, you know, the people that. The other presenters that were here, I think, are quite tall. But anyway,
I think it's a 2017. Let's let 2017.
Yeah,
you're
still shredding it off.
Yeah,
it's understandable. It's the first show.
This is why I love you guys. You guys are so supportive. So speaking of 2017, let's have some really quick reflections. Right, we're not gonna get deep and dull and with this type of thing. Let's have a short and sweet and. Let's reflect a little bit on 2017. Job, I think I know a lot has happened with you.
Yo,
fam.
Short and sweet. It's been a good year. It's been a life changing year. It's been great. Cliff Central, independence, a bit of money in December as well. Yeah, so it's been a good year. Short and sweet.
Nice, Candace.
I think for me, every year always starts out sucky. Like, so from the beginning of the year is always like a mess for me. But last year, the beginning sucked ass, okay? But it ended beautifully. And we got Cliff, so we're excited. Yeah, that's me and you, Craig O'Sexy.
Craig O'Sexy. Well, I've been getting a little more sexier than normal. So I've been feeling great.
It's all that gym. It's all that working out.
It's all that juice, you know? I got to juice it up. Anyway, not that kind of juice, guys. Not that kind of juice.
Like, no, we know what you mean.
Just lemon juice. All right, okay. But anyway, I think I've had the most incredible year. And I'm going to say this, and you guys are going to hate me, but really... having my master's degree has really elevated me to another level in terms of what I do, in terms of research, and meeting the most interesting people like Liz, you know, like Candace, like Job, has been quite a life-changing experience. You know, being with Cliff Central so far, we do a lot of things, guys. We work very hard. I know that you think we just look sexy for no reason, but trust, we work, and I love it.
That's sick. That's so much pressure now. My gosh. 2017... It seems so far away, though, hey? I think, like, this December's been... It's been daunting. 2017 has been... It's been good. I think it's been a lot of work, right? I don't know who I was telling the other day. I was telling one of you guys, like, I literally did nothing these holidays. Like, I just sat at home and recovered. Because, like, I needed, like... The year was so heavy. There was so much going on. There was so much ambition. There was so much things we're chasing. I mean, and we got them, so it's a good tired... But, like, it's tired nonetheless. You know what I mean?
Especially towards December, it was, like, a heavy push.
It was a heavy push.
A heavy push.
A lot of things happened towards the end of the year. Mm-hmm. Good things, but, I mean, tired is still tired.
Yeah, but I guess that goes to say end the year off with a bang.
100%.
Yeah, agreed.
Yeah, but also, I like the fact that, you know, we are not one of those people that are not responsible financially. I think everyone did something quite interesting this December. We decided not to go back wild. And, you know, I'm quite happy the fact that we can still pop bottles even in Jan. Eh?
Except for...
Country late. Anyway, can we go on to the next topic, Lesetha? I'm triggered right now.
I feel you, fam. So, I mean, listen, it's 2018, bigger and better things. I keep saying no 2 years can ever be the same. No 2 years can ever be at the same pace, right?
Absolutely.
Gotta keep up the pace, fam. Mm-hmm. Gotta keep up the pace. Like, you know, and I mean, I'm from Benoni, okay? I was with a friend of mine today. We're out in meetings, whatever. And he's like, listen, why do you hate Benoni so much? I'm like, listen, I don't hate Benoni. I've outgrown it, you know? I don't hate small little toys. I've just outgrown them. So, like, I have no bother with them, you know? That I just... Whether they're there or not makes no difference in my life. And I keep telling people, they're like, in anything that you want to do, for as long as you're still in the small town that you grew up in, you have no perspective.
Absolutely.
And once you come to Joburg, everyone's like, oh my gosh, you can't be doing all this. I'm like, listen, if you think you're going to do 10 things at once, you haven't been to Joburg.
Yeah, but I think, you know, it just depends on what perspective you look at things. There are some people, right, who come here to Joburg, learn and live, etc. And then they go back home because they identify these interesting opportunities. Mm. Remember when we went to Swaziland, that dead-end town, where you could actually see the money coming into your bank account because there's nothing happening. So I just think it just depends on what you're looking at or where, you know, what's your perspective on all of that.
If you're listening to us from Swaziland, just give us a shout-out there on Twitter. Like, we want to do some nice things there. And there's a lot of opportunities there. We could do some nice things, I'm just saying. So for me, 2018, nothing specific, guys, just bigger and better in everything. Candace?
For 2018?
Yeah.
Yeah. being large and in charge, being better than ever, changing the game, and then Skaba Hemi Sack.
Okay, I'm not body shaming. Large and in charge. Be very careful what you say. Be careful what you wish for.
Oh, Craig, would you stop? Like, Craig has been hinting at me, and he's been trying to get me to work out and be like super fit like him.
Guys, it's urban culture.
But you're going to have to bribe me with money, baby.
Wow. It's urban culture. We have to look the part.
You know, you got to love the brand, fam. Got to love the brand. But you know what, I'll admit this, though. I don't know. For some reason, like, Candace looks like she's from Centurion and went to, like, very middle class school and like studied something dodgy during the week, and then for some reason on Tuesdays she comes in here, guys, and it's just like, who's that, oh, okay. Literally, have you noticed consistently the past three shows Candace has been slaying every single Tuesday?
Guys,
I was born for this, I'm gonna tell you that much.
No, that's absolutely true, hey? Absolutely true. But also,
but listen, Les, your observations are super, super accurate. It's actually scary. How do you know that much about me?
But I also think that it's quite interesting that it's not just external, it's also internal. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It starts from inside. You can see she's thriving in every show, but the makeup and the hair is getting prettier and prettier.
Like,
and
guys!
Like, she's the only person with shades on right now. Mm. If you guys have myself... If you guys have myself or Craig on Facebook, you can have a look. Or was he live recording? And Ken's pretty much the only person in the studio with shades on.
As usual.
Job, what do you think?
I'm super hungover, I'll tell you that much.
You know, they say put it out in the universe. And for the past couple of shows, Candace has been saying, I need a zaddy.
Yeah.
So it's a transformation. Yeah. it's an internal transformation. She's preparing herself.
That's like, right.
Create the opportunity.
This That's is how right. I lure she's, them she's in. Yeah, it's a thirst trap. Yeah.
She's definitely 2019,
fam. All right. So clearly, Ken is doing big things in 2018. Craig O'Sexy, we're doing more squats, bigger legs, can't find the jeans. What's going on, fam? Talk to me.
Fam,
talk to the people.
Do you understand that now I can no longer buy jeans in the male section? Because I'm being serious. This is a real struggle. Like, my waist is small. I'm a size 29, but my thighs are the size of, I don't know. So I have to always go get the stretch jeans, you know. But for 2018, moving on from that, what I plan to do.
And if people don't believe you, just go to Instagram and look for Craig O'Sexy. So Craig Zero Sexy, right?
Yeah, Craig Zero Sexy.
And look at these. This guy's got like done the task for years.
But Craig needs to explain this. Wait.
Yeah.
You can't buy jeans in the male section.
I can't. It's just not. It doesn't work.
So you're saying male don't have stretch jeans?
They do, but they're not like as, you know, sexy and as grabbable and as...
You know, no, I actually understand what you're saying. The thing is, with guys' jeans, right? So I know this because I used to steal my sister's jeans.
Mm.
So with guys' jeans, our jeans are straight. You know, it's a straight cut. It's a straight, but it's a straight cut, right? With women naturally have pretty large thighs. So that their thigh to like calf ratio is a lot.
Okay.
So if you know, if you have really large thighs, then...
Yeah. Makes sense.
Because the thighs grow with the ass, so it's just like a mess if I go to the male section. But it's fine.
Yeah.
You know, for 20.
You're still not taking me to gym, Craig.
Yeah, he steams. He wants to be sexy by himself.
Like, you know, you're body shaming out here, but you're not helping some of us get into the nice body.
It was only like, one comment. Can we let it go? It died in 2017. Okay, 2018, what I intend on doing, back to what we're supposed to talk about, is that I don't actually intend on changing much, except for the fact that I'm going to be more focused.
Absolutely. Yes, I second absolutely. That. And discipline. I think that's the one thing I struggle with, is staying committed. So, yeah.
That was sick. Job?
Work ethic. Get it up to 110.
Yeah, do not leave the last moment.
You know, I was talking about that yesterday and today. And I think, for me personally... One of the really large frustrations, right, is when you could be at work working on something, right, and you're dependent on the IT guy to do his stuff, whatever the case may be, and the people's work ethics are just not aligned.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's nothing more frustrating And I think to make it in anything, you don't really particularly have to be very smart at all. You just gotta have the right work ethic.
It's unfortunate that we couldn't play that video, but it's the same as what we were talking about, or the video that we were watching earlier on, talking about high performance. You know, that for me is key. I mean, over and above anything, we all have ambitions and dreams and all of that, but if we don't have our work ethic on point, none of us are going to realize any of the things we aspire or dream for 2018.
Absolutely.
So that's one of my biggest resolutions, work ethic.
Yeah.
No, definitely. I mean, like, I can speak for myself that I've had a lot of experience. Candice said to me last year, she's like, geez, a lot of people don't really like you. And I'm like, yeah, but I'm living my best life because I know I'm committed to my work. Mm. So whether you like me or not, I'm still doing what needs to be done. Mm. I still make the pots.
And we're not here for likes.
You know what I mean?
For goodness sake. We're here to make money. I'm going to tell you. Steve definitely Jobs, not here for likes, boo.
Steve Jobs was never liked. And look at where Apple is today.
You know what I mean?
But I mean, doesn't that play to like yourself conscious for a little bit?
Fam.
Because I like to be liked.
Fam, no.
You're a people pleaser, Lesego Mapanga.
Not really. It's just there are a few people. Like, I'd care if Job likes me. You know what I mean? Like that. Like, if Job wakes up and is like, you know, yeah, she's like, Lesego, yeah, she's full of. Like, I wouldn't feel so good.
But I think,
Craig?
You know, I think it's just about the value proposition. I mean, there are some people, especially haters on Instagram and Facebook. I know y'all. And I know you've been talking about me to Candace, so. The concept is, what is the value proposition? What value are they adding? If someone is just hating you because what, you're fabulous, or they have an opinion, or they think you've insulted you, or whatever the case might be, I'm not interested.
So it's relative. It's relative, right? I also like being liked, but I like being liked by
the right people.
People so bring value.
I don't care if 1,000,001 people don't like me, as long as the people I care about like me back.
I couldn't give a rat's ass, hearing, to be quite honest.
Yeah, it's sort of power of association type of vibes. Like,
is it not a bit of a fine balance though?
It is,
guys, because I mean, I know me. I can be really antisocial when I want to be, and I can be really rude when I want to be. But there's a fine balance between standing up for what you believe in and saying what you think, right? Because of intellectual independence. But then also, I mean, you know, you don't live on an island. You got a network. You know, you gotta vibe with the people. You know, just because Candace is really loud, you know, sometimes you have to stomach her because she has. Yeah. There we go. Case in point. You know, because she has. You know, she might have like a connection that you might need, or whatever the case may be. And I don't think that's manipulation. I think that's influence.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. I think I learned from experience. Recently, I decided to be quite extra, which I always am on social media. I think I posted something about, don't let the fact that you are gay, you know, obscure the fact that you are still a man. You know, you are still a man. Mm. And a lot of people like that comment, but a lot of people also didn't like that. And they gave me that different perspective to say that, remember, right now, you're sort of like a public figure. And I'm saying this, you know, inverted commas. Your opinion actually matters, you know. And some people might not necessarily read what you write carefully, which takes me back to what Les tweeted about, you know, that, you know, you need to be quite aware of what you say, which might influence whether people like you or don't like you because of your position.
But you see, maybe we should defend the term like.
Yeah, can we please do that? Because you guys will be out here selling your souls to be liked. Yes. So let's get that straight.
Yeah, because like, just like you and Les, Thibaut Touch some other time back tweeted about, he doesn't care about your background, your circumstances, but if you are not where you want to be or not doing what you want to be, it's purely your own fault. He got a lot of backlash for that.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, he is liked by the people he is liked by. Like is relative. Like, I think we need to define the term like.
Yeah, I think that's, you know, fair.
Because there's a lot of people who like your posts on Instagram or Facebook, but do they really like you?
But that you can hardly convert into reality. No, come on, let's not lose sight.
Hence, I'm saying we need to define like.
Okay. Yeah, I agree.
You get what I'm
completely
saying?
Completely.
On my side, on the other hand, there's people that like to hate you.
Yeah.
You know, people that love to, it's like Kanye. I mean, you love to hate Kanye. But Kanye,
AKA
Kanye,
as well.
AKA as well.
Yeah.
Bonang.
So yeah. And it is what it is. However, I was watching a documentary, right? With two of the former executives of Facebook, right? And they were saying basically that social media has now fundamentally changed the fabrics of social culture, okay? Because they literally, I mean, they've been saying this for quite a while, but I mean, I guess now they've almost cemented it. Basically saying that social media does act in the same way. I mean, people who are addicted to social media do act in the same way as people that are addicted to drugs, right? Because every time you get a like on a picture, you feel a little bit better about yourself.
Speak for yourself, Lesejo. I don't.
Seriously?
I mean, it doesn't affect me, my likes. But also, my following isn't that great. But I really, like, if I get 2 or if I get 20,
yeah,
it doesn't change the way I see myself and feel.
Are you telling me that if you were to drop, like, a really hot bar, like, on Twitter, right? And, like, you get, like, let's say 500 retweets. Would you not? Come on, that does evoke some sort of emotion, surely.
Yeah, but I mean, it's not gonna be the measure of if I'm gonna be okay or love myself or if I'm gonna be in a better mood. It can never be dependent on people's opinions, guys. Come on.
I do feel that to some extent I have to agree with Les, the fact that the more likes you get on a specific photo or a specific post, you do sort of get a better, it's almost like it's a chemical release in your brain to start to feel good about yourself.
Can't relate.
You know, and there's actually a comment from Rudy who just says, Les was confusing self-confidence with self-esteem. Self-confidence is from within, self-esteem is external, which I actually find that quite interesting.
Yes,
what
girl.
We're talking about.
School
it's a guy.
Me.
It's a guy.
Oh, my bad.
Business partner, actually.
Oh, let me shut up.
Yeah.
So self-esteem is from?
Self-confidence is... Les was confusing self-confidence with self-esteem. Self-confidence is from within. Self-esteem is external. Which is quite interesting, considering the fact that...
No.
I would say switch the two.
You think switch the two?
Yeah.
I even think both are from internal.
Yeah, yeah. I don't is think it? That... Ish, guys, these things... Yeah.
That's why...
It's kind of tough because they both start with self, right?
Yes. Yeah. Hence,
it's about you.
It's about
if you,
you
cannot handle yourself or deal with yourself, then, well... We can't change your views on yourself.
Yeah,
so it needs to start with you. Craig needs to know that Craig is enough. Craig is fine. It's fine. Craig doesn't need to change anything about Craig. Craig is enough.
He had to go to gym though.
Yeah, you can make adjustments. Yes, I understand that. And that's aesthetics and that's the physical. But I'm saying, like, you need to be okay with yourself because that's how you sleep at night, guys.
Okay, you know what? Everything we're saying right now is theoretically very well and sound, okay? I want to take us... back. Let's do a little experiment, right? I want to take us back, all of us, to when we were all in university. Okay, middle of university, let's put a second year. Okay, how were your confidence levels then? What did you care about then? You know, what kept you up at night? What did you wish? You know, what did you wish you could change about yourself? What was going on around you? And I'll start with you, Candace.
I was a cool kid.
Hey.
And it was nice. It was lit. I was at every party. I was the gig guide. Where, homecoming picnic. Where we at? Like that. That was me. Did it affect me? I obviously, gradually, you go, oh, wow. I'm seeing all these people. Everyone knows my name. That's a little exciting, isn't it? But did it take control of who I was? Nah, guys. No. It's nice and it's great. But it doesn't really matter that much.
Do you think that you've grown in self-confidence between then and now?
Yeah. Much.
What was lacking back then?
I think what was lacking back then was probably... I think I wasn't too sure of myself. I didn't know if people could handle, like you just said, I'm an acquired taste. Can you handle what Candace is going to say next? So I had to, you know, make peace with that and be confident with the fact that this is who I am. And hade, you know, like take it, use it, don't use it. That's on you. But yeah, it took me a while to really get comfortable with myself. Like go, okay, sharp, keep Candace. Sharp, you know, type of thing.
So yeah. Everybody goes through a journey.
Yeah.
And it's okay not to be self-confident right now. It's not the end of the world. Everybody's growing.
Would you say that you're lacking?
It's a little awkward, right? So, for example, I wouldn't go to the mall in a vest. in a sleeveless top
with those guns.
Yeah, I wouldn't. There's certain things that I just don't feel comfortable.
Mm. But anyway, just to add on Candace's, you know, comment about when you're back in university, I actually had the complete opposite experience. When I was in varsity, I was the complete nerd. I mean, I never went out. I never drank till I only started drinking when I finished my honors year, actually. And I was not about going out or anything. I was always about going to church and focusing on my books and making sure that I actually passed my module. And ironically, now that I'm done and I've bagged 3 degrees, I'm the one who's just like slaying. So yeah. I think some people have it, you know, have the complete opposite, you know, experience.
So what you're saying is my experience is different to yours right now. We're living opposite lives.
Social media don't lie.
Oh, following don't lie. Going back to the likes.
Job.
So my experience was different, I guess. I was kidding. I used to hang around guys who party a lot and who are socialites, but myself per se, I was not so confident. Mm. So they'd be the crew at the party, making the party come to life. I'd be that one sitting at the corner watching them make the party come to life. But you could never really tell whether confidence or not. But yes, I struggled with confidence for a long time, from high school up until varsity, up until I started working.
Mm.
But that's when it all changed.
But isn't it? Don't you think that somehow these things are somehow related to what we have experienced as kids before varsity or high school?
Not really. So let me break it down. Primary, I was one of the popular kids in primary, right? Got to high school, something changed. I was one of the nerdiest kids. Unpopular, just nerdy. Got to varsity, identity crisis. Because in all these years, I've been shadowing other people's personas.
Yeah.
So who am I really? Mm. That's when I really discovered me in varsity.
Yeah. So you're pretty much just trying to find yourself through other people.
Through other people until I was able to say, this is who Job is alone.
You know what? I can actually believe that. Because when I think back to myself as well, you know when they say birds of a feather flock together? Depending on who you hang out with, you do, as friends, transfer certain characteristics to each other.
Mm.
I mean, it's unlikely that you'll be in a group of 5 very loud friends and you're not very loud.
Mm.
Or it's not likely that you'll be in a group of 5 friends who all get 100%, but, you know, you're getting 20. It's not likely, right? So I can actually believe that. But I'm trying to backtrack to myself. I mean, we're just talking about varsity right now. I'd say I was a cool kid. You know what?
We stayed in the same race.
Everyone loved Les because wasn't that the time you were doing the Mr. Essay?
Yeah.
Everyone just made this huge deal of this guy.
But you know, my thing is I don't like to be friends with a lot of people. So that's my thing. Like, I'm cool if, you know, I'm there, I exist. But, like, don't expect me to go to a braai and high five every single person there.
Yeah, I stayed at the same race as this guy, I think. Actually, or maybe I left after or something. But I remember.
Yeah,
we were in the same race. We were in the same gym. And he was always flexing. And he was just that guy. There was always that thing, you know. But he was just there.
Mm. I agree.
Mm.
But you could say, in varsity, Les looked, I don't know if he was, but he looked like a person who exuded a lot of confidence.
A lot of confidence, and seemed like he had a lot of things happening going for him. So it wasn't just about the confidence, but the materialistic stuff was there.
But many people do appear that way and they can look that way, and it's the pretty people and it's the successful people, but those are the people that cry themselves to sleep at night.
That's what I was
so I'd like to point that out. And Les, you know what? If you need a friend, I'm joking.
But that's what I was getting at. Your confidence is...
But you know what? Just to wrap this up, really, I completely agree with you, Job, on the whole finding yourself. I think I experienced that as well. It's really... You come from high school. I went to an Afrikaner school, like Boeremach, like... And so coming from that, coming into this multicultural where it was fine to be colored, and, you know, no one was judging me for being a colored girl. It was okay.
From El Dorado.
If you say that one more time, this guy keeps placing me in, like, colored hoods.
Okay. And you're in a bad life, fam.
And you know, no, there's nothing wrong with colored hoods, but ish, guys, let's open up our minds.
It's 20, the look, guys.
Anyway,
the look.
Oh yeah, can you not see me evolving? Damn it, I'm coming with heels next week, guys. 6-inch heels. Slay queen.
But yeah,
I completely agree with you, Job. I really, yeah, you've really sort of touched on the essence of what it is.
So, you know, I'm just going to like pause it there, right? First off of the show has been quite, whew, I haven't really said much. I've just been listening, you know, seeing what you guys have been going through. And I mean, there's been a lot of life going on here.
Reflection.
Why are you making that face when you say that? He's looking at us with like disgust, guys.
Because you guys look like, I don't know.
We're messy.
I don't know. I sense a lot of trauma.
It's weird because you know what the thing is with the show is, and I've heard many people say it, like, you never share anything about yourself.
But you really think he doesn't share anything about himself?
Yeah, he always asks us, and when we get to him, he gives us a one-liner and goes, okay, guys, so... And then he just...
Continues. Okay, I don't like this anymore because now it's being about me. So I'm going to switch on the music. And because I control everything that's happening behind the mic, I'm going to switch everybody else's mic off. And I'm pretty much just going to play this. And we'll be back after this. AKA, come roll with me, baby girl. I got you for life. You got a lot to hate this guy, man. But you know, when you're good, and it is what it is.
CliffCentral.com.
I'm so torn, I don't know whether I want to cut out of the song. Oh, just leave it. You need to pick a struggle, you don't meet my let's leave it. My circle small, I had to tighten up a few ends. And no 17 hates become the new trend. They're trying to kill me, trying to hoping that my juice end. But only way I could be murked is in the new Benz. I get below 16 V kilobyte. Komodo on my back, I repeat that nigga flabber. Yeah, I'm living every day like it's my last. No regrets, man, I lived it up to the max. I've been sipping all night. Yo, bitch in my section, you gon' see the starlight. Now you under pressure to overprotect it. She gon' love me long time. Don't you see the necklace? Don't you see the necklace? It's a different texture. Now I'm gon' need protection. I gon' need protection for all the private dancers. Chikongelung sizung ang tating sa siskale. I gum nanduk driver. Sella sa provider. And just like that. Hold up.
This is CliffCentral.com.
Just for the culture. Pretty much showing everybody else's mic now because it's not about me anymore.
For a change.
So, I mean, I'm listening to you guys and you know, everything you're saying is it makes sense. Fine. It's true. But I think somebody schooled somebody like a couple of seconds ago. What tweet do we get there, Craig?
This is CliffCentral.com. Oh my word. Okay, so this wasn't actually a tweet, it was a WhatsApp. My business partner listening in, and he said, the difference between self-confidence and self-esteem, self-confidence improves when you master something. The key lies in doing something. Self-esteem, your self-esteem comes from within yourself. The key lies in being yourself.
That sounds like higher grade English.
Drops mic.
They didn't have that at Candace's school.
Wow, guys, are you guys having me today? Is this what Candace day?
But Afrikaans schools have first additional language Afrikaans, right? It's true. It is what it is, man. But it's fine. We're coming back though, guys. We're coming back. Dual medium schools is not a game.
I would like to say is just to make my point. Sorry, is that Craig? When you just told us your little story that you told us, you switched the two. And I said, switch back. You have to switch the two for it to make sense. So I would like to just make that point. And you guys can hear that when you download the podcast.
And because it's 2018, we want to believe you because we're all friends, right? Mm. But people that aren't all friends, because we live in South Africa and it's always too much spice here, right? So there's been all this controversy over the matric results that just came out. And I remember a time a while ago when I was in that same situation. Do you remember what you guys were doing when you guys got your marks, Job?
When I got my marks, I actually went to go fetch my marks because I didn't look at the newspaper.
For what? For who?
For who? You know, when you know you're flexing, so you just go there and get your awards.
Hey! So, yeah.
walked up there and went to go fetch my mugs, but it was rough, bro, because people were crying. People were like, yeah, so it was a tough time.
You guys didn't get 100%?
At your school?
Yeah?
No.
Yay.
I was in Pretoria Technical High, bro. Survival of the fittest. Concrete jungle. So it's either you make it or you don't.
Or it's late. Candice? What is happening by Om Pizza?
By which school centurion?
She was drinking this one. She was already on Om Gert before we even got admitted to varsity.
She was having Zamalek and Klop.
I went to go and collect. I knew exactly what I was getting myself into. I was a pretty smart kid, contrary to popular belief. I'm gonna give you guys a little fact. I knew what was gonna go down. It was a great day in history.
I remember, what was I doing? So I remember my school, like, our mosque came out before they got into the newspapers, right? Because of, they didn't want people like committing suicide or whatever. So we had to go pick it up from the school. And I literally remember picking up my report and all my teachers were just chilling there in a straight line. It was like a straight faces, you know, until I opened it up. And they were like, ah! And I was like, yeah, I know. But it's funny because I wasn't head boy, so I was like, it's all hollow. Craig?
I actually had the worst matric marks ever. So matric marks for me were the worst. And I actually didn't even have, I didn't get admitted to my, you know, first choice of varsity, which is quite ironic now, I know. But, you know, I remember that time, my entire family thought, ah, oh, this one, Shem, Dololo. So at least I had the matric exemption, you know, because we did the high grade, standard grade bunch education, which I still believe is the real education compared to this other stuff, which I will not talk about right now. Yes, but anyway, I was quite nerved up. I took a taxi all the way from Mpumalanga to Limpopo, and I came back with a matric exemption. Yeah.
So I guess Craig's case is a... Look at God.
Look at God.
Look at God.
Basically.
Double moment. Eh? From shady matric results to 5 degrees later.
It is what it is, fam.
It's amazing.
Boss. It is what it is. But I mean, going back to then, what would you have told your matric self about, not even varsity, man, but I'm thinking about varsity and this entire life thing. Honestly, I think we overhype. I think we really overhype varsity quite a lot. Because I remember, you know, when you're in varsity, there's certain points where you couldn't even imagine what life would be like after varsity. And now that it's after varsity, I'm like, the one thing I wish I did was stress less when it came to tests and exams. I wish I'd stress less. So if you guys think back and you think back to your matric self, you thought you were cool, you know, you had your blazer, you were like, look at me, take over the world and become president. What was the one nugget of knowledge you would have given back to that little girl or boy about what is going to happen 10 years from now? Let's start with Job.
So, for me, I don't think there was... So, look, bro. When I went to varsity, I had a choice. Either apply for the 4-year program, which is what the intelligence kids did, or apply for a 5-year program. I had great marks. I did qualify for varsity, but I told myself that... I'm going to take my time. I'm going to enjoy varsity because it's a new experience. I don't know what there is or what it's going to offer. So I took the 5-year program. So essentially, I think I made a conscious decision from then. I was quite aware. I didn't have haphazard expectations. So I took it as it came. And I took my time with it.
Candice?
I would tell my 18-year-old self that... get rid of your little fairy tale dreams that you have and the visions that you have.
Oh, can I guess? Can I just guess this one?
Because it's not going to happen like that. Life doesn't go as planned.
Can I guess this one?
What?
Where you were like, I'm going to meet like a boyfriend at 20 and then we're going to get like...
Oh, no, no, no. No,
and then
we're
going to get married at 25.
Not at all. No. I just had like dreams, you know, that I thought I could... You know, I had like, you know, this whole thing of like by 21, you want this and that done. And it just never, ever happens like that. Or it didn't happen like that for me.
Okay, Craig?
Yeah, for me, because I came from I have type A parents. So my mom already has her PhD, actually, which is scary. And my sister, who has four or five degrees, is a doctor. And my brother is a software engineer. So I came from that type A type of family. So I was like literally the black sheep. I don't know. So I decided to do... math, science, and all these modules that had reflected nothing with regard to my personality or what I'm passionate about. Ooh. You know, which was, you know, a sort of a, it was hectic to get over. You know, what I mean?
Isn't it like the worst type of pressure though? Not even peer pressure, but like family pressure.
Family pressure, fam.
Family pressure must be sure.
You know, I mean, has a PhD. You know, it's a heavy fam. You know. But, you know, eventually, because God is God, like you guys say, and my friends are lovely, I eventually scraped through that physical science mark and got matric exemption. And I would have told myself that, you know, go study what you are good at. And each and every person who goes through that transition, grade 10, 11, 12, they must do what they're really good at. Really, don't fall pressure under math, science. Or if you're not a mathematician, don't be a mathematician. Be a candidate. It's okay.
The amount of shade, guys. 2018, my gosh. So for me, I had my stuff pretty together, I'll admit, in matric. And I knew what was up. I knew where I was going. I knew how I was going to get there. I think a nugget of knowledge on my side, I would have said, just keep going. Forget everything else. There'll be ups, there'll be downs, there'll be whatever. Just keep going. Take it as it comes. Even if it means you're crawling one step at a time or you're sprinting one step, just keep going. I think literally that's be it, just about it. Job, you want to say something?
I think that's what made most of us succeed or get through the varsity phase. Because it gets rough. It gets really rough.
Yeah.
In varsity. But because, like I said, from going into varsity, I already had no expectations. Was a matter of whatever comes, and we'll deal with it as it comes. And because of that, it was a breeze.
That's right.
Tough as it was.
Yeah, but I mean, there are also, not to sound, guys, I'm not saying you guys are ignorant, but there are also other forces or factors out there that actually prevent you from being the best that you possibly can be, other than like family pressure or peer pressure. Our education system, specifically our basic education, currently is quite a bit of a mess. There is a strong gap. I mean, I'm an academic, so I know those first years that are coming. I'm already slitting my wrist because they are really a level or a year behind versus the kind of matric that we did, which is what we call the Bantu education, the whole higher grade standard grade. You know, there was no math lit right then.
Yeah.
You know? So it does, I mean, those are factors that the system is at fault. It's not necessarily the student. And when they come to varsity, there is a strong challenge. I mean, Tucks, UJ, every university, they're going through that, the same problem right now.
You know, this show just pretty much reflects what's going on in the country right now, along with this bed music. Right, you can hear that. So let's not sugarcoat it, right? So matric is, if you pass matric, does it mean that you are well equipped to take on the world? No.
Nope.
Are you gonna have the best time of your life when you go to varsity? It's gonna be one big party? No. What you're studying now, might it be redundant in a couple of years? Yes. Is the prospects not looking too good? Theoretically, yes. But we're South Africa, so we still have hope. And I think this conversation keeps getting quite dark and gloomy. So can you put us out of our misery, Candace? And can we play with other kids for a moment?
Okay, guys. So we're going to play Fortunately, Unfortunately. I will start with a statement. You guys already know how it goes. Job will then go Unfortunately, and then Fortunately, Unfortunately, Unfortunately.
Will it be relative? Or surprise us?
I'm going to surprise you guys.
So she's gonna say something. You need to like carry on.
But
from
this is gonna be inclusive, so we all can have fun with this. So
wait, I don't know if I'm ready. Hold on, just
like so. You start Fortunately, and I go.
No, I need to make the statement first. Okay, cool. So let me go. Last night we went to Taboo.
Fortunately, it wasn't raining.
Unfortunately, I've left my bank card.
Fortunately, I had Candace's bad bads with me.
Unfortunately, I got a call from my blesser.
Fortunately, they were celebrating their matric results.
Unfortunately. No. Unfortunately.
Spice. Did I just blow it?
No.
Okay, fine. Unfortunately.
Yeah?
Unfortunately, Candace was throwing up as well.
Fortunately, Candace's blister was my dad.
Doing the trick.
Unfortunately, we didn't leave with Les.
Fortunately, Les had the credit card.
Unfortunately, I stole it to go swipe a bottle of Smoway.
I don't care. I blew it. I don't even force you or unfortunate anymore. But I don't like that game.
What a story. What a story, guys.
Like, I feel... Guys, like, how do you think up these things? Is this what university graduates think about? Is this what matriculants right now
are getting into
in 2018 need to look forward to? Is this what we're saying?
Pretty much.
But you see, the matric situation for me, it's... let me save my comment.
Now let's leave it. And we'll leave it for next week when we come back to our next show. Because, I mean, straight after this, we're favorite Jewish guy, Arye. Which, if you're in Pretoria, it's Arye, yeah? But anyway. we'll leave that open to interpretation. But, I mean, listen, guys. It's the first show of 2018, right? We've been running a lot. Been doing a lot of things in the background. It's been cool. A lot of momentum building up. We're trying to start off with a bang, right? So real quick, like rapid fire, let's go through everybody. What is the one nugget of knowledge you want to give yourself right now? So you gave yourself a nugget of knowledge to your matric self, but right now, what's the one piece of knowledge or the one piece of advice you would like to give to yourself right now? Let's start with Candace.
Get rid of this whole fear thing and just... do it.
Job?
Readjust your habits or my habits.
Okay, hold on. Did I cut you off there, Candace?
No, it's fine. Don't
you
worry.
Sure?
I was done. It's okay.
Don't be scared. You told yourself not to be scared. Don't be scared.
No. I was going to say, no, it's fine. I'm good.
Say it.
Don't worry. No.
Say it.
I'm good.
Say it.
Guys.
The peer pressure here is so...
Say it.
I was just going to say, and you, Job? See, is that what you guys want from me? That's what I was going to say.
Okay.
Go. And you, Job?
Readjust my habits.
Awesome. And Craig, oh, sexy.
Okay. I think that the one thing that I just want to tell myself is, like I said earlier, just to be more focused. Mm. That's all that matters, you know? Just to cut out anything that's not necessary, anything that's not value-adding. Just focus.
I think mine is actually quite similar, to be honest. But I think for me, it's not cutting out things, but rather cutting out people. And when you cut out people, it doesn't really mean that they're bad people. It just means that you don't need them or you're just not aligned, you know? You don't have to be friends with everyone that's nice to you.
Yeah, because I got a quote about that. And, you know, somebody said, sometimes a fast from people is actually a necessity. And sometimes you just need to hibernate and focus on you. So, yeah.
100%. And then, you know, last but not least, we just got a tweet in a couple of minutes ago. And it's from our very good friend, Reggie. And he says something, but basically what I think he was trying to say is that stay away from people from Centurion, what school Centurion, where the school is next to a hospital. I don't even know how that works, but you know what? If it works for you, Centurion, like, just keep going with it, fam. It's 2018. That's a lot, guys. We'll see you again next week. Cheers.
Cheers.
We out. CliffCentral.com.